everyone. This is Matthew Ricker. This is the Chamber Show here on WVOX. And we're here on the second and fourth Monday of every month. Today, Justin Time from, he's a coach with a baseball business. He'll be joining us. But first, we have Catherine White, the executive director for the Chamber of Commerce. She is joining us on the phone with some announcements from the Chamber. Catherine, how you doing?
Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
That's good. Yeah, the Chamber is open and working for our members and small businesses in New Rochelle. So we're always, here to help. And just a couple of quick announcements. We wanted to let everybody know that the Paycheck Protection Plan is now open for all small businesses, including independent contractors and sole proprietors, as well as not-for-profits that are 501c3. And we are really encouraging every small business and not-for-profit to apply for these forgivable loans, because as long as your payroll stays the same after June 30th, when the loan period is over, the loans are basically forgivable. So we're encouraging everybody to apply for the Paycheck Protection Plan and for the EIDL, the Economic Injury and Disaster Loan. Those are the relief programs in place, and that's what really we're encouraging all small businesses to do. So just wanted to jump on and say that, and that all the Chamber events have been postponed.
All right. Miss having you here today, Catherine, but hopefully when this is all over, we can
get back together.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know you're going to have a great show with Justin. He's been doing some amazing posts on social media showing how he's pivoted his business, so I think it's going to be a great program today.
Great. All right. Well,
thanks very much.
You're welcome. Stay safe. All right. Well, that was Catherine White, the executive director for the Chamber of Commerce. Joining me now on the phone to, enforce that social distancing is Justin Sherman of Just in Time Baseball, located right here in New Rochelle. Justin, are you there?
Matthew, thank you for having me. Yes, I'm here. I heard everything.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us today. And, if it was up to me, you'd be right here in the studio. But, got to keep that social distancing up during this pandemic. Hope you're staying safe. But we are glad to have you.
Appreciate you having me, Matthew, really. You guys, the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce does an absolutely fantastic job. Catherine's been doing a phenomenal job. I've actually been in touch with her more now than ever.
That's great, and
it's a great resource. And in times like these, the Chamber, is critical, especially
absolutely.
When obviously this whole virus situation, the Chamber's really stepped up and done a great job, I believe.
Yeah, they really have. All right. So we will get right into it. Can you start by telling me a little bit about yourself? I know you are a New Rochelle native and you are a graduate of New Rochelle High School. But tell me a little bit about yourself and, how you started your business as well.
So, again, I'm thanking all of you at the radio show. Thank you again for having me on. Hopefully this is a positive light in someone's day, and that's really my whole goal.
Yes.
Bottom line is I graduated New Rochelle High School about 10 years ago. Unbelievable to say 10 years ago. 2009 graduated, just had our 10-year high school reunion. I'm repeating myself to a lot of people, but I got cut from the junior varsity baseball team in high school, was kind of an iffy ball player, worked my tail off, grinded, was passionate, ended up making the varsity baseball team by the skin of my teeth, and had a phenomenal baseball coach by the name of Peter Annunziata, who's still currently the head coach there. Basically my playing career went from barely making the varsity baseball team to playing 2 years at Westchester Community College, which was a great stepping stone. It's a great place to kind of get your bearings in order. And actually had a very good baseball career there, went to Purchase College locally here, and was the captain of the baseball team and actually was an all-conference player, led the conference in hits, RBI. So it's a testament not necessarily to me being maybe a professional baseball player, but to persevere and and overcome obstacles. And that's kind of where I'm at now, and that's the message I'm trying to spend, and we could dig deeper into it.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. All right. So to Justin and Time, baseball. Now, during this pandemic, a lot of people's routines and schedules and schools are closed and people are working from home. All of that has been affected. Our lives have been, you know, changed temporarily. So tell me a little bit about what Just in Time is doing in order to, you know, make people upbeat during this pandemic and keep people going. Especially school children.
Yes. So great question. And also, Matthew, I forgot to add, I talking about the chamber, also Noam Bramson and Chuck Strom, who, you know, have just been doing an outstanding job in New Rochelle as well and working in coordination with the businesses, you know, business like mine. And, you know, the chamber has been doing a great job. Forgot how to give a plug to them as well. They've been doing phenomenal. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so basically, I'm actually currently adding it to my list on top of having a DJ business and a baseball training company. I'm getting my master's in physical education at Manhattanville College.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, just add it to the list. I got to keep my schedule busy. So doing that. And basically the need is, as we all know, kids are home right now.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's just a video from their teacher, or just like assignments or Zoom classes, there's really not tremendous amount of physical education.
Right.
You know, there are some teachers that are going live. There are some teachers posting videos, but there's really not a standard everyday physical education during these times. So I figured I kind of create that. I didn't really have, I kind of just said, look, let's just do a phys ed class Zoom and see how many kids show up and just provide that, because it's a great positive force. And it's not just kids running around, you know, throwing a ball around, which people get the stigma of quote unquote gym class, which it's phys ed class. But, you know, the positive force for these kids during these times, and it's a sense of being together, even though they're not physically together.
Right.
It's really exploded into a whole nother avenue of my business that I didn't even realize. I mean, I went from like one or two kids just throwing the idea out there to I'm getting 30, 40 kids a day.
Wow.
And some kids are coming from Boston. I have a kid from Arizona. You know, one relative I just joined today from Colorado. So, I mean, it's like, it's something really cool where, you know, I opened this up. Now, I'm a baseball biased person, obviously, and I gear a lot of this towards baseball and throwing. But, you know, I'm working on bowling with empty water bottles and rolled up socks and hockey with a baseball bat and a broomstick. So, it's just innovative, fun ways to keep kids active and positive and, you know, also teaching physical education. I mean, like nutrition, I'm talking about hydration and, you know, really trying to make it replicate a physical education class. So on top of that, also doing virtual baseball stuff, you know, continuing my baseball training and group training. You know, I'm running team practices all virtually. So, you got to pivot as an entrepreneur, as I'm learning, and you can't, you know, you have two options. You could sit on your hands or you can make a pivot and adjust. I mean, we have the tools. We have the technology. Why not pivot and make the best out of a situation?
Right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, I really like how you're doing, you know, the hydration, hygiene classes, and as well as the hockey and other similar classes like that, because, you know, like you mentioned, kids may have the PE class, you know, from school. But don't forget, they also have other classes that they're doing as well. So that PE class may not be for that long, because they have all those classes. So if, and especially since, you know, everyone's really inside for school.
Right.
And if the parents are working, you know, they're not going to have time to go outside during their work day and, you know, throw a ball around with them or something.
Right.
So if, you know, if they get you set up, if they get you and the students set up in front of a computer and, you know, you, then you tell them get 10 water bottles and you know, a tennis ball or something, and, you know, make that bowling. That's really creative.
Yes.
And, I really like that. And then, you know, you're also, I think it's great that you're doing the hydration and hygiene classes because that's not always necessarily taught in regular PE class in the grade level schools.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I'm really tying that into my PE class as far as, you know, when they're inside, like a day like today on the Northeast, that's, you know, ridiculous weather. You know, they're going to be inside. So instead of just doing 45 minutes of running around, maybe for 5 minutes, I'm not going to do a half hour, but for like 5 minutes or 3 minutes, I talk about sodium and cholesterol and eating good foods and the immune
right.
system, just to kind of give them no pun intended, a taste of some of the important factors of nutrition and health. I mean, it's kind of like a phys ed slash health class.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that I think is critical, especially during these times where, you know, being healthy is even more prevalent.
Right. So, Justin, explain to me about what the pricing is for some of these classes. I know you had mentioned off air when we spoke a few days ago that it was roughly about $7 per class.
Yeah, if I make money out of it, that's kind of like the icing on the cake. This is more just to kind of provide a service for kids that are home. You know, I'm charging $35 for the week. But again, you know, I have parents that are, I have some first responder kids. I actually got to give a shout out to one of my friends. He's actually a phys ed teacher, and he's literally in person teaching first responder kids in White Plains of YMCA.
Oh, that's
and,
really nice.
You know, he's wearing gloves and a mask, you know, shout out to him. You know, anyone that's someone like in that situation, like I'm basically comping, you know, just to kind of get them involved and do the best I can. But
yeah.
As far as pricing, yeah, it's just $35 for the week, and it really just covers cost. I mean, I pay a cost for the service, and, you know, that kind of covers into it. Yes, I do make a little money, but at the same time, it's just to give back and be a positive force.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, when you do these classes, are they via Zoom, Skype, FaceTime?
Yes.
What do you use?
So it's all Zoom. Once you pay for the class, you sign on, and you know, it's like getting the coat, getting the gate, the key to the gate, and they sign on, and it's all via Zoom. So I mean, yeah, pretty much that simple. Once you pay, you get on, and you get rolling. You join the class.
All right, that's great. So it is time for our break. So hang on there. We'll be right back with Justin Sherman from Just in Time Baseball. Thank you for listening to the Chamber Show. We'll be right back.
Hellraisers. WVOX's listeners just don't let up. Man, they are relentless.
1460 WVOX.
I'm back to the Chamber Show here on WVOX. I'm Matt Ricker, and today we have Justin Sherman from Just in Time Baseball, right here in New Rochelle, joining us on the phone. Yeah, we're glad to have you on, Justin. Thank you again for joining us.
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. And I understand we have a caller on the line.
Wow, I love it.
All right. Ma'am, are you there?
Oh, hi. Yes, I am.
Hi. Thanks for calling
in. I think I recognize this voice, by the way.
Yes, you do. And I want to thank the Chamber for highlighting a business in New Rochelle, particularly a young business. I think it's so important to support that. And I want to thank Justin for doing this today, too, because on such a gloomy day, it's hard to think about even getting out of bed, let alone getting exercise in. I think that the Zoom thing is great, especially since it's live encouragement from you. You seem so positive and so eager to get people moving. I'm curious. Here's my question. It is common. Again, I'm confused about how to find out, how do you get your platform out there? Like you said, you have people from Colorado, is there email list that people sign up for? Is it just in the ether? I don't know.
So, yeah, sure.
Also, second half, do people, you assume people have some equipment? Because I know I've seen your videos with kids with baseball bats and how you get them to swing and really move. It's amazing. And that's, I mean, it's got to be hard from your perspective being on the other end and getting that interaction. How do you do that?
So, no, that's it. So this caller, who I know very well, is also very active in New Rochelle, who's terrific. So it's a great question because, yes, I get this question every day when these kids sign on. You know, not to mention I also am doing concierge baseball private virtual Zoom lessons. I mean, that's like, besides the phys ed, I'm also doing that as well. I mean, this is, you know, I'm working with kids, again, from out of state and whatever for baseball as well on top of the phys ed. But to answer your question, you know, not every kid has a batting team. Not every kid has a soccer ball. So I'm very flexible about what equipment to use. I'm not very picky about it, obviously, due to the circumstances. I mean, I'm not going to expect you to have a full-on, you know, Dick's Sporting Goods outlet in your backyard. But something as easy as a broomstick for a hockey stick or a rolled-up sock ball I use as a ball, and it's safe in the house or in the apartment, wherever you are. And I just try to be as innovative as possible. I mean, I'm doing a baseball class at 3 o'clock for PS20 down in the Queens. It's for, I guess you could say an underprivileged area. I'm actually doing a volunteer class. They were supposed to have a grant from Major League Baseball, and unfortunately, due to these circumstances, it got taken away. So I actually am volunteering to do an indoor baseball class, and again, they're in the same predicament. What equipment do they have for baseball? I'm doing, you know, rolled-up socks and a broom, and this is when teachers have to be creative and just use whatever resources they have. So I'm very flexible to answer your question.
It's an amazingly positive attitude also when you can find things, just everyday items to use as equipment. That's absolutely mind-blowing. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am, for joining us. Thank you. Stay safe. All right. Yeah, that was a great question. And I'm glad she had called. And for those who want to find out more about Justin Sherman's business, you can go to justinintimebaseball.com. That's justinintimebaseball.com. And you're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. So, Justin, we were talking a little bit earlier in the show about, you know, how you're using Zoom and FaceTime and Skype. So you're basically very flexible using those?
I'm very flexible, and we have to be flexible during these times. These are crazy times. We're going to get through it. We have a great community behind us in New Rochelle. We have great leadership, and we're going to get through it. You have to be flexible. You have no choice. So,
right.
You know, I'm doing private lessons via Zoom, private lessons via FaceTime. You know, who knows, in a couple weeks, maybe something, if the CDC allows it, you do a driveway lesson and you don't go near a kid. I mean, who knows? You got to be flexible. So,
yeah,
to answer your question, yes, you have to be flexible, whatever works.
And now, can you tell me how you came to thinking about doing these virtual lessons when all this happened?
Yeah, absolutely. So, basically, as soon as it happened, I mean, I was seeing for my baseball business 37 kids a week in early March, late February. And then obviously this whole thing happened with unfortunately the shul in New Rochelle of Young Israel. And all of a sudden it started just kind of down spiral into people staying home and not doing lessons. And I saw my business basically, and I don't say this as a negative thing, just in reality, 90% of it, just kids are staying home. So I said, look, we got to do virtual. I refuse as an entrepreneur to stay home and do nothing. I need to just be doing things always, constantly.
Right.
So, and trying to provide as much value as possible. So kids are home, and I just basically thought of the idea. I just said, you know, why don't we just, kids aren't getting phys ed. Let's just do phys ed and roll with it, you know, roll with it. And, it's not going to be perfect. I'm not perfect. But if I can provide positivity, and teach some baseball, teach some hockey with a rolled-up sock and a broomstick, and keep it fun and music why not? So it just rolled into another avenue of my business, and who knows where this goes. Like I said, I mean, I'm seeing kids from Boston, Colorado. You know, I got that contact just through my baseball experience. You know, on my Instagram, people right. follow me, and they've been joining my classes because of it. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. And you know, who knows? This could blossom into something even after this whole pandemic ends. You know, you
right.
could, you may I'm sure want to continue doing this even, you know, even after this is over, if people are still interested. And you know, that would be a great idea for those who, you know, may not want that commitment to be on a baseball team or something like that, you know?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much, Justin, for coming on. Again,
thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.